Which is filmed before a studio audience.
We did it! We did it! We're undefeated!
11-0! 11-0, loser!
At the Notre Dame game!
Wait a second!
But we gotta see how they're doing. If they lose, we're going to the national championship!
No one's more excited to play the national championship than I am, but come on, we just finished our first undefeated season in Minnesota State history. That's what's important. So let's just take a moment together and just savor that.
Let's turn on the game.
Yeah. Everybody shut up! If all anybody wants to do is watch a Notre Dame game, then I get to be in front.
Notre Dame down by 4 with 5 seconds left on the clock. If they score a touchdown here, they're going to San Antonio to play for the national championship.
Come on, BC!
5 seconds left on the clock. 11 yards to go. If Notre Dame doesn't make it, they'll be watching West Texas against Minnesota State in the Pioneer Bowl.
They said our name!
State
I'm so nervous, my hands are
sweating. Receiver throws to the end zone!
Play the game. The game's over. I gotta call somebody.
Call the cable company.
I'm not gonna call them. They won't give me the score. They're trying to sell me the Disney Channel. I'm gonna call Notre Dame.
The colleagues?
No, the hunchback. Yeah. Hello, who's this? Switchboard? Well, switch me to someone who cares about football. Yeah, hi, who's this? Were you watching the game? Oh, great. What happened on the last play? BC lined up in a three-man front. Dropped 8 guys into coverage, yeah. Linebacker blitzed after a delay. Can we just cut to the chase here, Sister Margaret? Long pass into the corner of the end zone. He dropped it? You lost! We're going to San Antonio! Faking the blitz all season, so if we show the blitz and then back off, they're going to be expecting it, right? But what if we come right back and then blitz on the snap? Hey, that should work, right? Is that a yes? Come on, you guys, wake up. This is the most important game we got all season. Would it be asking too much for you guys to stay awake?
Well, we're trying, Coach, but we've been at it for 20 hours straight.
Well, that's because we go to San Antonio tomorrow. There's not that much time. I need you guys totally focused, concentrated, and alert.
Hi, guys.
Oh, great, honey. Did you bring food?
Well, I've got peaches, apples, blueberries.
You got any of that in a pie?
You still working on the playbook?
Yeah.
How many times can you possibly go over the same plays?
Honey, we're not going over the same plays. We're making up new ones. We're coming up with a whole new playbook for the championship. West Texas has studied every play we run this season. They know what we do, so we have to do something different. But they know we're going to come up with something different. They're expecting something different.
Well, so, Coach, why would we just not change anything?
That would be lazy. They might be expecting that.
I'm going to go.
Oh, wait a minute, honey. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, come on, you guys, wake up! Now, what's it gonna take to get this playbook done? I know, I'll make some more coffee. I'll put on some music, huh?
No.
I'll get some no-dos.
No, I know my assistant, Hayden. I'll be fine. All I need is a glass of water.
I had a boy, Luke.
Yeah, I'll take this and I'll just be fine. You know, no-dos and coffee and all those things are false stimulants. The body's 74% water. All it needs is a little replenishing. Okay, let's go.
So upset. It was a very nice kickoff lunch.
Nice? Everyone there was a Wildcat fan, Christine. And do you believe that woman, Ann? Geez, she just wouldn't shut up about Texas. She just kept going on and on and on about this stupid state.
Well, Hayden, she is the governor.
I don't
care who she is, Christine. Everywhere I look, it's go Texas. Go Texas. Texas. Texas.
I'm
Texas.
From Big D. My, oh, yes.
And my own team.
And that's
Luther. We're not in Dallas. We're in San Antonio. Take that stupid thing off.
Come on, Hayden. Part of a ball game is the pageantry. Hey, you're gonna love this hotel. Every room has a little refrigerator in it, and they keep it stocked. You got like a white chocolate, macadamia nuts, little bottles of champagne, and they keep refilling it.
Luther, you know you have to pay for all of that stuff.
Oh my God.
Coach Fox, welcome to Texas. And I think you're going to be real pleased with your accommodations. We've made arrangements for you and your wife to stay in our presidential suite.
Wow, the presidential suite.
Yeah, just think, honey, if the president comes here, you'll have to bunk with Luther.
Where's Hillary going to sleep?
And tomorrow morning, you're both invited to our Texas-sized buffet.
Ooh, Texas-sized. I bet that's big, huh?
Is that an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Of course.
Yahoo! Dubber, where you been all day?
Luther, I need your help.
What's wrong? You look terrible.
I can't tell you. I can't say it, because if I say it, I'm going to hear it, and if I hear it, I'm going to have to kill myself.
Oh, calm down, pal. You can tell me. I'm your buddy. Come over here and sit down. How bad can it be?
It's bad.
Don't worry. Whatever it is, we'll face it together. Nothing could be that terrible.
I lost my playbook.
You're going to help me. You lost the Bible.
Sounds bad.
Well, if Hayden finds out, you do have to kill yourself.
I need your help. Stop it.
What did I do?
All right. We got to retrace all your steps from the time you got off the plane till now. Did you leave it on the plane?
Oh, no. I remember having my playbook when I got in that Alamo cab. And then I stopped for money at the Alamo bank. And then I bought some shaving cream at the Alamo market. Then I stopped and had a burger. Oh, damn, what was the name of that burger joint?
Wimpy's.
No.
McDonald's?
It was Alamo Burger.
Are you sure?
Puzzle.
All right, you get your butt over there and get it. All my secrets in that playbook. If anybody gets a hold of that, we're dead, folks.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Good. Wait a minute. Whoa. One more question. How was the burger?
It's great.
Okay, I'm coming with you.
Just seems like the Wildcats have everything going for them in this one.
Well, they can't be feeling overly confident with that walloping they took at last year's Patriot Bowl.
Come in.
Remember that the Wildcats have won.
You want to see us, Hayden?
Yeah. Where the hell you guys been? I've been calling your room for 3 hours.
Yeah, we did some sightseeing. Went sightseeing.
Sightseeing?
Yeah, went to Alamo. You wouldn't have liked it, Hayden. It's real sad. Everybody was killed.
Well, go get your playbooks, because I want to make some changes.
You want to change the playbook?
Yeah, come on. It's getting late.
You gotta tell him.
Tell me what?
He wants to tell you that Dauber and I, we've been talking, and we don't like the playbook.
What?
Yeah, we want to make some changes. As a matter of fact, we want to make a lot of changes. This has changed the whole damn thing.
What are you talking about?
We just start over. I mean, we could do a lot better.
You're crazy. This is the best work we've ever done.
Hey, you're way too easy on yourself. It stinks. We need a whole new playbook. No doubt about it.
What the hell are you doing? Well, I know we're playing for the national championship and you're nervous and everything, but, man, you got to get a hold of yourself before you start to lose it.
Lose what?
We didn't lose anything.
Okay, come on. Let's get down to business, huh? We'll work off my playbook. Come on, you guys, sit down. Now, I was thinking of putting in a fake double reverse.
Oh, yeah, I thought that would.
Schmidt gives it to Cumberland, then he can fake it to Johnson, and he can either run with it or throw it downfield to Gaines. And one more thing. This one I really like. You know, we've run that end around to Gaines, like, what, 5 times this year? It's worked every time. I want to run it in the first series. I don't care whether it works or not, because I'm just setting them up, and later in the game we're going to fake it. We'll send Gaines around. Don't give it to him. The whole defense goes after Gaines. And Schmidt throws it long to Campbell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. This is pretty good, isn't
it? Oh, I'll tell you. It is.
Now, listen. I want Gaines returning kickoffs. I know we've been careful with him because we don't want him to get hurt, but I want his hands on the ball every chance we get. This is a national champ. What the hell?
It was found on a stool at the Alamo Burger.
I can't believe anybody would be stupid enough to leave a team's playbook at a hamburger stand 3 days before they play for the national championship.
Yeah, well, here, I'll tell you, Bill, one guy who would be stupid enough is Minnesota State special teams coach Dauber Dubinsky.
Dauber, tell me this didn't happen.
Boy, I need to be in Dauber Dubinsky's shoes right now.
You might want to take them off.
Dauber, you lost your playbook?
Hayden, before you go getting mad at Dauber, I think...
And you knew about this?
Well, you lost your playbook?
I know a lot of you all are big football fans, but I wonder how many of you have actually seen what's inside a major college football team's playbook.
Oh, no. They're going to show the playbook. We got to stop them. What are we going to do? Turn off the set!
For instance, now this would be a list of what
the
Screaming Eagles plan to do on their first offensive series.
Operator, get me channel 8.
And surprisingly enough, most of these plays are pass plays.
Yeah, I'm watching. Why the hell do you think I'm calling?
Hayden, will you relax? So they know it's going to be a pass play. It's either run or pass, right? It's not like they're giving away anything specific.
Oh, look at there. Now the first play is going to be a post pattern to Gaines.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit specific.
Who's this? This is Hayden Fox. Listen, you tell those two baboons to shut their big, fat Texas mouths.
Oh, well, apparently, we've got Hayden Fox on the line.
Oh, tell them if I catch either one of them, I'm going to tear their tongues out. Why am I hearing an echo?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Coach Fox, as long as you're on the phone, now, I'd like to describe this flea flicker play here. Now, feel free to add any of the fine points that I might miss. Oh, well, apparently, we've been cut off.
Coach, are you...
I don't want to hear it, Dauber.
Coach, I just want you to know...
Yeah, I know, Dauber. Believe me, I know.
Why did you screw up?
Chance of winning the Pioneer Bowl, given yesterday's events?
Well, it's not going to be easy, but if we work hard, we just got to hope for the best, you know?
Will you take any actions against Coach Dubinsky?
Well, people make mistakes.
Seems to be taking this off well, Coach.
Well, it was just a bad break. Like I said, these things happen.
Bad break? This wouldn't be a bad break like when your quarterback threw his back out 2 years ago, right before the Pineapple Bowl?
What are you saying?
We all know that it was a trick and that your quarterback was fine. Is losing the playbook also part of a plan?
Well, so what you're suggesting is that we went to all the trouble to come up with a fake playbook and then planted it somewhere where it was bound to be discovered. Well, I think you're giving me way too much credit here.
So we can take that as a denial.
No more questions. Thank you.
Wow, Hayden. That was pretty clever.
Oh, boy, you're telling me. That was a hell of an idea they came up with.
Oh, you guys finally came down.
You're eating barbecued ribs at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I was so upset over this whole thing, my stomach was churning. I mean, I didn't want to take a chance on cereal.
Hey, Luth, why don't you tell the assistant coaches and go over to the practice field and tell the players we'll be there in an hour and have them run some half-speed drills, no pads or everything. Tell the other coaches to meet me up in my room and we'll start on a new playbook.
Dauber, too?
Yeah, Dauber, too.
You want me to call him?
No, I'll call him myself. Could you give me Dauber Dubinsky's room, please?
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Dubinsky has checked out.
Any word from Dauber Dubinsky?
I'm sorry, sir.
Any luck?
Nothing.
Oh, we looked everywhere. We went to the Riverwalk, the airport, the bus terminal.
How'd you do?
I sent a couple of assistant coaches over the train stations, and I went to all the donut shops.
Donut shop? He's not going to be hiding in a donut shop.
Yeah, it's always good to know where they are.
Oh, I can't believe this. It's 2 days before the championship game, and this is what we're worried about. We got the entire coaching staff running around San Antonio looking for Dauber. I'm not going to do this anymore. All right. Where didn't we look? Did anybody check the car rental places?
Get started on that right now.
You want to go to the stadium and see if anybody's seen him there?
I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower. I'll be down here in 10 minutes.
And I'll check out the coffee shop. He might be there.
Dauber? Dauber, I can see you. You can't pretend I don't see you.
Oh.
Well, where the hell you been?
The Alamo.
The Alamo?
It's the only place I could think of where people screwed up worse than me.
Come on inside. I want to talk to you.
I really don't have anything to say, Coach. I wrote you a letter. I was up all night working on it.
Dear Coach, I quit. All night, huh?
Well, I wrote several versions, but it all came down to that.
Boy, this is perfect, Dauber. After 10 years, you quit. 4 years as a player, 4 years as a graduate assistant. I promote you to special teams coach. This is the payback I get for my investment.
Come on, Coach.
No. You know what? Maybe you should quit, Doc. Maybe it's the right thing. You know, you lost the playbook, made a mistake, got a little heat on you. You feel like you got to run, you got to hide. You just run away on home. Run home to Daddy. You get a job in the meatpacking plant. Everything's going to be terrific until you lose a couple of steaks, and then you're going to be running from there, too. You just keep running until Dauber finds a perfect job, the job where you have absolutely no responsibility at all, Dauber. Is that what you want?
No.
Yeah, it is what you want. It must be. You lose the playbook, you want to run away and hide? That's got to be what you want.
It's not what I want.
Yeah, it is, Dauber. It's got to be what you want. Dauber, you want the perfect job, a job where nobody has to count on you, a job where nobody expects anything from you.
It's not what I want.
Then what the hell do you want, Dauber? What do you want?
I want to be a football coach.
Oh, football coach.
Yeah, I want to be a football coach. I want to be part of a football team. But I can't cut it. You know it and I know it.
So what are you saying? That I kept you on all these years just because I felt sorry for you? That I kept you on because I'm a nice guy? You think I'm a nice guy?
No.
Okay, then. Dauber, there is one reason, and one reason only, that I have kept you on. Because you're so good at what you do, son. I keep thinking about you taking the next step, and the next step after that. And then you do something like this, and you run away, and you hide. And what's worse, if they're coach, I quit. And you want to be a football coach? Well, let me tell you something about being a football coach. A football coach wouldn't have stayed up all night worrying about his problems. A football coach would have stayed up all night worried about his team's problems.
I was worried about the team's problem.
The hell you were! You were worried about yourself!
If I was worried about myself, I wouldn't have done this.
Oh, what the hell's that?
It's new place for Sunday, damn it! I didn't have anything else to write on, so I had to use a map of the Alamo.
Well, I like where you positioned our tailback.
That's Davy Crockett. Tailback's over there.
Well, I see what you're doing here. I think I know how we can make this work.
Should I get the other coaches?
No. I think you and I should just get started. You know, if we can get our receivers past these Mexican soldiers here...